We present The Elephant Man, starring Peter Serafinowicz. Episode 7, Age Concern.
Cooey, Mr. Lion!
Who is it?
Oh, Mr. Lion, you have a funny old stick sometimes. It's me, Pauline! Social services, home help.
I don't need a home help.
Oh, come on now, dear. Let's not start all that again. It's 10:30 Saturday morning. I've just come to check you all right.
Saturday, oh. Thank God I haven't got to go to work.
Oh, I should jolly well hope not, dear. You shouldn't be working at your age.
Excuse me? What do you mean at my age? I'm 29.
No, Poppy. I think you'll find you got your numbers the wrong way round again. Now, come along now. Let's take you to the lavatory. And then we'll go for a nice walk down to the shop.
I'm quite capable of getting my own shopping, thank you very much.
I don't think you are, dear. Not after what happened last week, when you mixed up those tubes of Evo Stick and Preparation H.
What happened?
Well, your bathroom tiles didn't stay up for a start. Now, let's not be stubborn, eh? Come along with Auntie Pauline.
Get away from me! Leave me alone! I don't understand. I'm confused.
Well, that's quite normal for a 92-year-old, dear.
No! No, no, no. Stop this. I'm not 92. I'm 29. My name is Terence George Lyon, and I work at Southwood Park Wildlife Centre.
Please don't go getting all over excited. It's not good for you.
I'm not getting all over excited. I'm not getting excited. Leave me alone.
Terry?
I don't need any help going to the toilet, and I'm not a silly old sausage.
Terry?
Get away from me. I don't know who you are, Pauline, but...
Pauline? Who's Pauline?
Hey, I'm not wearing a cardi anymore. There's no smell of overboiled cabbage.
You really shouldn't have so much to drink, Terry. It always did give you nightmares.
So it's not 10:30, and I'm not late for work. And I don't have a bathroom grouter with Preparation H.
No. Now, can I turn over and go back to sleep, please?
Thank goodness for that. What a relief, Margaret. Margaret?
Hmm?
What are we doing in bed together?
You and Margaret? But I thought that Leonard said that you said that she said that she wouldn't go to bed with you again if you were the only human being left on Earth and there was a worldwide famine of amusing root vegetables shaped like men's naughty bits.
I thought this was supposed to be my private life. I can't remember a single thing about last night.
Well, you're having this very loud argument about the difference between a Bactrian camel and a dromedary.
Ah, that doesn't sound too embarrassing. Who was I arguing with?
The cigarette machine. Me and Mr. McCann left you explaining how two humps meant a Bactrian camel,
yeah,
and one hump meant a dromedary.
All right.
Then, just as we were walking out, Margaret turned up looking all tearful-like. You bought her a drink, then you obviously ended up having...
A dromedary.
Exactly. I reckon you must have downed a good 8 pints or so.
It is starting to come back to me now.
I'm not surprised if you had 8 pints.
She'd just been shook by this guy she was going out with. And I was getting all maudlin about it being my 30th birthday on Saturday and mulling over everything I'd achieved in all that time.
What have you achieved?
That bit's still a blank. And then Margaret must have invited me back to her place. And after that, it's all a blur. Apart from the rubber sheeting.
She doesn't look like the type who's into kinky stuff.
No. This dream I had about me being 92 just makes you realise, doesn't it? Life, death, sex, your own mortality. Feeling old age creeping up on you.
Are you talking about me again, laddie?
Oh, hi, Leonard. The Grim Keeper himself.
Morning. Mr. Lyon and I were just discussing death.
Oh, there's jolly. Nothing like a bit of chirpy banter to brighten up a grey day.
Do you ever think about how you might die, Leonard?
Only sometimes, when the queue in the bank is particularly slow-moving. Then I cheer myself up by calculating how much interest I've earned since I've been standing there.
Hey, does this mean you and Margaret are an item again, Mr. Lyon?
Well, you know, it was only one night. I don't like to get my hopes up too much. But when she realises how different I am now, surely she'll ask me to move back in. She must realise that me and her are destined to be together, to be faithful to each other for the rest of our lives.
Maybe, laddie, maybe. After all, didn't she say once that you were the last man she ever wanted to sleep with?
mistake? But this morning we were, you know. How do you mean a mistake?
I was drunk. You were drunk. We were drunk.
What is this, elementary English grammar? Margaret, we, you and I, spent a wonderful night together. Don't you remember last night?
No, all I remember is you fumbling pathetically around in the dark saying, this never normally happens. And by the time you had found your front door key, the only thing with the energy left to do was fall asleep.
So we didn't?
No, we didn't.
You sure?
Terry, when it comes to sexual athletics, then admittedly you're no Michael Johnson.
Oh, thanks a bunch. If you want someone who finishes in 19.3 seconds flat, you
but
know.
Even so, I think I might possibly have noticed you having your wicked way with me. Face it, Terry, we slept together. That's all we did, we slept.
Oh.
So there's nothing else to discuss.
Right.
So if I were you, I'd take that toothbrush out of your jacket pocket.
Didn't you feel anything at all last night?
No, I told you, we just collapsed and fell asleep.
None of the old stirrings inside
no.
you? Because I'm not the same as when we split up. I'm a new man. I cook. I wash. I don't wipe earwax on the side of the pillow anymore.
And how could any girl resist a chat-up line like that? I suppose you travel the world, help sick children and do a lot of good work for charities too.
I have natural animal magnetism.
You have camel spit on your left shoulder.
Listen to me. I'm not the old slacker, Terry, the lazy good-for-nothing oven chips and sports night and fetch us a bevy from the fridge love Terry. I'm a totally different man.
Terry, I've already got a totally different man.
You've what?
I'm in a relationship.
But I thought that's what last night was all about. You were upset because some, let me get this right, some, quote, smarmy, self-centred little scumbag with all the allure of Russell Grant's toe jam, unquote, had given you the elbow. That's why we were drowning our sorrows, sharing our grief in a deep and meaningful moment of...
Yes, well, we got back together.
You and,
Yes, the smarmy, self-centred little scumbag with all the allure of Russell Grant's toe jam, yes. Excuse me.
Hang on, where are you going?
I'm going to the bathroom, if that's quite all right with you. I can't go out with my hair like this.
Oh, fine, fine, yeah. I'll just stay here, you know. Perhaps in 10 minutes' time you'll be single again. Oh, it's not Bobber Job Week yet, is it? Some goofy kid out there. Probably come to wash the car or flog you a flag. Dib, dib, dib.
Some kid? Oh, he's not got dark, wavy, shoulder-length hair and a biker jacket with Satan's spawn picked out in studs on the back, has he, by any chance?
Yeah. And a bunch of flowers, too, for some reason.
I'm sorry, Terry. I know this is a bit unfair on you.
Yeah, you can say that again. Round my way, they never agree to do your gardening, however much you offer them.
Oh, Terry, hello, love. Well, this really isn't a very convenient time.
Mom, please, I just needed someone to talk to.
Well, what about all your friends at the zoo?
Don't be silly, Mom, I can't talk to them. Or to the people I work with. Trying to cheer yourself up talking to Leonard is like taking personal grooming tips from Liam Gallagher. Anyway, isn't this what sons are supposed to go to their mothers for?
No, dear, that's laundry. Can't it wait until after work? I'm not just a dental nurse anymore, you know, dear. I'm nearly a qualified practitioner now, just like your father. Now we can sort of share the workload equally.
So where is Dad?
Well, he's in the pub, dear, and I'm just... filling in for him. Oh, there's no need to worry, Mr. Dixon. I've done this lots of times on plastic replicas. But, you see, Terry, I can't sort your life out and plug Mr. Dixon's cavities at the same time.
I just don't know what she's thinking of. She's 28. She's a mature woman. What could she possibly see in an 18-year-old?
Don't do that, Mr. Dixon. You'll end up with amalgam up your nostrils.
I mean, she's the one who had the cheek to tell me how she never wanted to have children.
Well, dear, you're not as young as you once were, are you?
Oh, don't you start. I'm 29. Okay, nearly 30. That's not old.
No. All I'm saying is maybe it's time you faced facts, dear. Forget about Margaret. Find yourself a nice young lady to settle down with. After all, you won't be fertile forever, will you?
I really don't think Mr. Dixon wants to hear this.
Medical fact, dear. Falling sperm counts aren't something to be tossed off lightly. Please don't struggle like that, Mr. Dixon. Just lie back, keep your mouth wide open.
I can see you're going to be a lot of help.
Oh, you're off already, dear. Well, it was nice of you to drop by.
Now.
Mr. Dixon, I heard that.
Yeah, it won't stop. I'm in a bit of a rush. But, Mum, I promise you, one day you will hear the patter of tiny feet around this house. Sooner than you think, if those wombats aren't where I left them in the waiting room.
Excuse me, a waitress.
Yes, sir.
Will my ploughman's lunch soon be wending its weary way o'er the lea to this table? Or is chef personally fighting the ploughman for it in hand-to-hand combat?
Coming right up, sir.
Dad! Mum said I'd probably find you in here.
Ah, yet again she manages to make my life a misery. How much do you want this time, boy?
I wanted your advice, actually, on a sort of man-to-man matter.
Did you? Yeah, I was never very good at all the father-son bonding stuff. Isn't that your mother's department?
Don't you think it's time we learn to talk more, Dad? We're both adults now, you know.
Ah, there's a relief. So, you're not going to ask me about the birds and the bees, then?
No, I've got the Usborne Junior Animal Encyclopedia for that. But we never did have the facts of life conversation, did we? I mean, I always felt I'd missed out there. I mean, you weren't exactly Father of the Year.
Oh, come on.
I don't want us to be like that anymore. I want to be able to discuss things with you.
Well, I suppose we are both a bit old to keep avoiding each other.
That's sort of what I wanted to talk about. Old age.
Now, I might have known it had come back to money. I'm sorry, but as far as the will's concerned, it's going half to your mother and half to the Benevolent Fund for Dental Practitioners Killed in Action.
Marriage, Dad. Do you think I should be getting married soon?
Marriage. Take my advice, don't. Marriage is an institution, and the only way they should get you into an institution is kicking and screaming in a straitjacket.
Right.
Which, coincidentally, rather reminds me of our wedding day.
Ploughman's lunch, sir.
Thank you very much. I'll have the combine harvester driver's lunch tomorrow. Maybe that'll arrive a bit quicker.
Enjoy, sir.
I won't.
So, what should I do?
Well, if you want my opinion, just enjoy the advantages of being single.
Advantages like?
Like not having a son who keeps disrupting your lunch for a start. Excuse me, waitress.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when I ordered pub grub, I didn't specifically mean the eight-legged variety. Adam.
Yes, Mr. Lyon?
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, I know, I'm sorry. I do realise that I should have checked for fleas and lice before I took the brownies for a camel ride.
Adam...
It's not so bad, though. Only two of the camels were affected, and we had a very nice apology letter from Brown Owl.
Do I look any, different to you, Adam?
Different? Ow.
Maybe something about my head?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like to say anything. You didn't go to that new place in the shopping centre, did you? Hair on a G-string. Because my mate Darren says the senior stylist there used to trim edges for the council.
Adam, what are you wittering about now?
Oh, shame about the dodgy haircut. Is that why you're wearing that silly hat?
I don't know why I bothered asking you. Leonard!
Hey, laddie. Can't you... Oh, off to Royal Ascot, are you? Oh, are you wearing that for a bit?
So it doesn't make me look younger, then. I have got it on back to front, as dictated by current hip young street funksters. Well, the fashion page in the Daily Mail, actually.
Yeah, I think, Mr. Lyon, it's just baseball caps you wear back to front.
Yeah, well, the nearest I could find was the cap from my old scout uniform. I thought wearing it back to front would still put me in touch with my street cred side.
Well, it does take about 20 years off you, Terry. I cannot deny that.
Yeah, you still look like a middle-aged man trying desperately not to look like a middle-aged man.
All right, I'll take it off.
Happy? Ah. That reminds me, the bald eagle needs his wings clipping.
Hey, ooh, he is, isn't he, Mr. McCann? He's thinning up on top. My gran's bathroom carpet started to go like that.
I am not going bald.
Salutations, shovel shakers. Glad to see you all hard at your labours. Veritable embodiments of Hercules, the lot of you. Who's going bald?
Nobody.
Mr. Lyon is Miss Stonewick, Lou.
Oh, nonsense.
Thank you.
He's just growing taller than his hair, aren't you, Terence? Ah!
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey, and that bum bag just looks ridiculous. People over 25 should be forbidden by law from wearing bum bags.
Hey, I'm not wearing a bum... Oh, okay, that's enough.
You're being unfair to him, Adam. Pick on someone your own age.
I refuse to stand here and be insulted. There's work to be done.
There certainly is, Terence. There's a party from the Saga Sunshine Tour waiting at the gate. Perhaps you'd like to greet them and hand out some guidebooks.
Certainly, yeah. And while I'm at it, why don't I see if anyone can do me a deal on a second-hand Zimmer?
Thank you for calling the Younger You Limited 24-hour mail order hotline. Please speak clearly after the tone, giving full details of each product, quantity and catalogue number you require.
Right. Hello. Okay. Catalogue number HR539, Luscious Locks Hair Restorer, one tub. No. Make that two tubs. And then number PP802, Subliminal Slimming with Hypnotist Ken McPuller. Number BUM44, Wonder Pants, Firm Control, Size large, extra large, I mean, extra large. And catalogue number FU2, Tiger Pheromone Spray, Instant Sex Appeal, one bottle.
Excuse me, laddie. I was just going to use the phone. I didn't know you were in here.
Try knocking next time.
Oh, well, pardon me. Bob Hoskins never gets this response.
As I was saying, that's one tiger-sized bottle of anti-flea spray. Overnight delivery, if possible, to Mr. T. Lyon, Southwood Park, Wildlife Centre, Southwood.
Oh, I'm worried about him, you know. He's behaving very strangely.
Aye, scratching himself in front of all the visitors is not nice. But chimpanzees are always like that when it gets near the mating season.
Oh, not the chimp, Mr. McCann. Mr. Lyon. He's been moping around all morning, keeps rubbing his head and staring at his reflection in his shovel.
He shouldn't have worried so much. It'll make his hair fall out.
I think he's trying to recapture his youth.
More fool him. He'd have more luck trying to recapture a rabid mountain lion with a butterfly net.
He's losing it, Mr. McCann. He even asked me whether you could accidentally gain weight by playing a Subliminal Slimmers tape backwards.
I'm sure it's just a wee phase he's going through. Maybe it's the male menopause.
I feel kind of sorry for him. You know, it's his birthday on Saturday.
Oh?
And he's 30.
Oh.
30?
Oh, is he? What shall we get him? An MFI flat packed coffin kit?
Oh, Mr. McCann. Don't be mean. I think we should have a surprise party for him. Put a smile back on his face.
You really think it'll put a smile on his face? Everyone reminding him that he's hit the big 3-0.
Well, it'll at least take his mind off things. Look, it'll be fun. I mentioned it to Miss Stonewick and she said it would be a superlative strategy to stimulate staff spirits and transcend the toppermost target of a totally top-hole team dynamic. Or summit.
Otherwise known as an excuse for a big booze-up, huh?
Yeah, well, she's put me in charge. I'm drawing up a guest list of all Terry's friends.
What a waste of a postage stamp. Who have you got, then?
You, me, Miss Stonewick, his mum and dad, and Margaret. That's sort of it so far.
Do you reckon it's a good idea, inviting her, Margaret? They're nae on terribly good terms, from what I hear.
Well, if they both come to the party, they might get back together.
Oh, proper little Cilla Black, aren't you? You do realise it's more likely to end up a surprise than blind date. In fact, probably more like gladiators, come to think of it.
Shouldn't you be off home now, Mr. Lyon? You must be getting tired.
Oh, it's 8:30, Adam. I think my old pacemaker can take the strain for another half hour or so.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Lyon. I wouldn't suggest...
Hey, don't move. On the back of the seat there.
It's a hair.
I knew it. It's starting to happen. The curse. I bet it's that slimming tape. It's making my flaming hair thinner, that's what.
Mr. Lyon, that's a llama hair. It probably came off the back of me jacket. Look, you really ought to go home and relax.
You're trying to get rid of me?
What makes you think that?
Oh, nothing, you know. Just the way you keep asking me to go home.
Oh, yeah. I'm just worried about you.
God almighty, what is it about hitting 30? I'll have Cub Scouts helping me across the road next. That is, if they're not all busy brushing up their ginganghoulies at my ex-girlfriend's flat.
All right, Mr. Lyon, I think you need a drink.
Cheers. Mine's a Horlicks, shaken not stirred. Oh, no, on second thoughts, maybe I will be getting back. I think there's something on the telly tonight with Thora Herdin.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. You're not old. You're not going bald. Now, can I buy you a pint to apologise?
Oh, Go on then, one for the road. Thanks.
There now, this'll put airs on your chest. Ooh.
Attention! Attention, everybody, please. Right, thank you. Now, right, if all guests could please turn their attention to this flip chart.
I thought I was supposed to be organising this, Miss Stone.
Not now, Adam, I'm busy. Wait, now, here's the plan. As of this current juncture, Terence is completely unaware of any birthday-related goings-on. The time is now 1300 hours, and all party attendees, please synchronise your watches. Oh, okay? Have you done that? Right, good. Now, at 1330 hours, precisely, Terry's lunch break is officially over. So by that stage, I want all surprise guests concealed as per my previous directive.
Heil Hitler!
George, do be quiet. You know, we're trying to make sure things go smoothly.
At approximately 1335, Terence will exit the cafe at point A, here on the map. He will proceed to the Elephant House via this dotted line for a rendezvous here at point B, with the advance team of Leonard McCann and Adam Pilley, who will engage him in casual conversation about stomach problems particular to the Buffalo family.
Very cunning. Yes, is that the diversionary tactic they use in Goldfinger, or am I thinking of Casino Royale?
This will enable you, Mrs. Lyon, to proceed speedily via Route C, carrying the birthday cake. I trust the aforementioned confection has been properly prepared.
Oh, yes, although there was a slight mishap.
Excellent. On the stroke of 1345, Terence will accompany Leonard to the Buffalo House at point D. Yes, whereby all partygoers will, on my cue, leap forth, deliver the pre-rehearsed chorus of surprise, surprise, and unveil the refreshment tables. Are we all clear on that?
Yes, Mr. Stillwick.
Jawohl.
Oh, George.
This is a mistake.
Good. Now, finally, there will be one late addition to the schedule. At 1350 hours, I have arranged, using my customary ingenuity, a further surprise guest. What better way to celebrate the birthday of a zookeeper than by booking a gorillagram?
Well, there's no answer to that one, really, is there?
Now, we are currently in a yellow party alert situation. The time is T-minus 5 minutes, so places, everyone, please. Yes, and do remember, people, please, above all, you are here to relax and enjoy yourselves.
When you said it was going to be a party, I didn't realise you meant in the National Front sense of the word.
He's come in.
Oh.
For maximum impact, spray Tiger Instant Sex Appeal liberally onto entire torso. Then, brace yourself. Oh, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Grr.
I'm Mr. Lyon. Happy, happy are you?
Adam, I thought you were on your lunch break. What are you doing behind that bush? On second thoughts, perhaps I don't want to know.
The wee lad and I were just discussing stomach problems particular to the Buffalo family.
Leonard, what a truly fascinating life you two lead.
What do you think about stomach problems particular to the Buffalo family, Mr. Lyon?
Funnily enough, I hadn't given the matter much thought. Does my hair look any thicker? Any signs of new root growth?
I don't know. I can't see for all that brown gunk on top of it.
Oh, that's a nasty accident you've had. Been standing too close to the raccoons, have you? All that soft fruit does take its toll.
Actually,
something smells a bit too. Can you smell it, Mr. McCann? It's a sort of
a sort of manly, virile, brutish sort of smell?
No, a sort of a territorial tomcat smell, I'd say it. Seems to be coming from the region of your trousers.
Oh, that. Ah, yeah. No, it's new washing powder I've been using, you know. Organic, recycled. It's got bacteria in it or something. Maybe I'll just pop into the gents and give my hands a bit of a scrub.
No,
you cannot do that, I'm afraid.
Sorry?
Look, over there.
Where? What?
It's okay, it's all clear.
Oh, you know, I think I am starting to feel my age. I'm going all dizzy.
Adam, 1345 hours.
I've just remembered. I need to show you something in the Buffalo House. Come on.
Adam, please let go of my sleeve. I'm not that unsteady on my feet.
Teddy, going back to our earlier conversation, the thing is, what with Buffalo being members of the room, ruminant family, creatures with four stomachs, such as cows, oxen, and...
Paul Gascoigne?
No, not Paul Gascoigne, Adam, no. This makes them prone to a number of fungal infections of the lower intestinal tract, which...
Young what's-her-name should be thinking about settling down and raising a family. Wouldn't want you to die with no heir, eh? Get it?
You've been dipping into my sherry trifle, haven't you? There's more alcohol in there than you might expect.
Oh, really? Well, there is, since I tipped half a bottle of Cointreau in there. No point being sober at a party.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Margaret.
Oh, are you wearing Old Spice, or is that the drains?
Mum, Dad, Margaret, I... blimey.
Many happy returns, Terence. Congratulations on reaching 30. 42.9% of the way through your 70 years and 10, huh?
I was trying to forget I was 30 today.
Well, don't worry, boy. Your mother and I forgot you were 30 today until young Adam here rang us up.
Happy birthday, Terry. I got you this.
Oh, cheers. Cooking for one. Brilliant.
Almost good enough to eat.
Happy 80th birthday.
Oh, you know what us medics are like? My threes and my eights are a bit on the similar side. And then Safeway's had candles on multi-buy, so I thought, well, might as well go the whole way and make it accurate.
80 candles. Looks like some sort of pagan sacrifice. By the time I've blown all those out, I will need a walking frame.
52 minutes passed and still no sign of our final surprise. Oh, hello. Is that With a Bang Limited? Yeah, Stephanie Stenwick here. I booked one of your novelty acts for 13:50 hours precisely and he still isn't... What? Oh, he's on his way, is he? Okay.
Oh, look! Here it comes. Hey, I wonder if he's going to strip off like that French maid did at me brother's wedding.
You ordered a strippogram for your brother's wedding.
No, he married an exchange student and some of her relatives got a bit squiffy at the reception.
A gorillagram? You booked a gorillagram for my birthday?
Oh, bloody good outfit. I only hope his poetry's up to scratch.
Hey, look! I think he's trying to kiss Mr. Lion.
No, I specifically specify no mouth-to-mouth contact, just a basic poem and a party popper package.
Get off me, you pervert! Stop it! I said stop it!
Excuse me, hello. With a bang, yes, are you still there? Look, I did only order the basic
package. For goodness sake, let go of my hair!
Blimey, I wish I had a video camera. Jeremy Beadle's never had a clip of a man having a fight with a gorillagram before.
He's trying to pull my trousers off! This is getting beyond the joke, folks!
Yank his mask off, boy. That way you can jab him in the eye.
George, please. This is supposed to be a pleasant birthday celebration.
With a bang. Hello, hello. Yes, it is Stephanie Stomach again. Yes, I'll hold.
Adam, what with all your eagerness organising this, you are sure you remember to lock the ape house, aren't you?
Excuse me.
What do you mean? What do you mean he should be with me any minute now? He's already here. Look, I told you nothing obscene. Tasteful, I said. Grabbing the birthday boy's crutch and shaking him up and down is not what I call tasteful.
Hello there.
I'm sorry. We're closed. Private celebration. Excuse me, who are you?
I'm from With a Bang Limited. You ordered a gorillagram. I'm afraid the gorilla costume got egged all down the front, so I had to come as a French maid instead. I'm sure we can do you a refund on the deposit line.
Oh, Mr. McCann, I might have left the gorilla's cage open.
I'm going to get this mask off if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, no, don't hurt him, please. Don't hurt him.
Yes, we need to breed from that monkey, Terence, so stop it.
Hey, how's this for a handful of monkey nuts, eh, tough guy?
See, Mr. McCann, I told you, this is one birthday he'll never forget.
You've been listening to The Elephant Man, written by D.A. Barham, starring Peter Serafino, which is Terry, with Chris Emmett as Leonard, Richard Pierce as Adam, and Joanna Monroe as Stephanie. Geraldine Fitzgerald played Maureen, Jeff McGibbon was George, and Melanie Hudson, Margaret. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The programme was produced by Richard Wilson.